B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, Jay Turner! Jay Turner is a Philly
baby. Yo, man, we love you.
You know, we had hoped and we thought that that would be the case, that he would become a Philly and he would be the guy. We told you last year that it looked like that. But still, when it happens, man, isn't it awesome? And the fightings after that miraculous run, which uplifted us all fall. It was just incredible. Now they add Trey Turner to the top of the order, and Kyle Schwarber can now go down deep in the lineup and actually hit with runners on base. It's a perfect fit. You can't get more perfect than Trey Turner and the Phillies. It really is. Everything they need to add balance to the lineup, man. I mean, when you think about that lineup now, it's perfect. I mean, it really is, because you'll have Turner leading off, and then you have exactly what you need, which is you got all your guys, right, all your run producers, and you have so much flexibility, right? Stott moves over to second. And look, there are times if you want to play Stott at short and Turner at second, you can do that. You know, you got a lot of flexibility with the DH. There's so much that you can do that is just, it's awesome, man. I got to tell you, I'm thrilled. I wish they were playing now. You know, Tunis and I have got the fever. And it's funny, we're just talking about, oh my God, I can't wait for spring training and what it's going to be like. It's going to be incredible. It just, the lineup just makes perfect sense. I mean, think about what you can do now. You can break up the lefties. You know, you have Trey Turner at the top. There's speed there. You'll have Marsh hit ninth. So you got speed at the nine hole, speed at the top of the order. And let's face it, I mean, Turner is a splash player, right? So not only does he give you speed and great contact, but he also has pop, man. I mean, he's just such a great player. And this is what, you know, I got to give John Middleton Jr. all the credit in the world. And this is really, when you sign Bryce to that deal, that's what lands you Trey Turner, right? I mean, that's what gets you, that's what allows him to come here when you do that. I mean, you know, he all of a sudden says, yeah, man, I'm in. I love it. You know, Bryce and their wives are close and the whole thing. It's really, really cool. It's a great story. So last year, Trey Turner for the Dodgers, I mean, look at this year. He had 194 hits. He had 21 home runs, 100 ribbies. And that's, you know, either batting first, second, or third. Remember, they had Mookie Betts hitting leadoff a lot. So sometimes he hit second, sometimes he hit third. But, like, this is, you know, these are big-time numbers. 21 homers, 100 ribbies, 4 triples. He had 27 steals. He was only caught 3 times. He walked 45 times. I mean, what an incredible season that he had. You know, I mean, just outrageous. And that followed up his 2021 season. That's when he gets traded, remember, from Washington to the Dodgers. And that year he had 28 home runs, 32 steals. His career high is 43 steals. He's had 195 hits. You know, he hit 328 that year, splitting time with Washington and the Dodgers. Last year, full-time for the Dodgers, he hit 298. I mean, jeez, his on base is ridiculous, right? I mean, you know, he just gives you all the numbers you want and all the flexibility in your lineup. I mean, we talk about the brutes on Broad. He fits so perfect with the brutes. And now you look at it, right? You got JT behind the plate, and he can hit, you know, anywhere from third, you know, to fifth, sixth, right? You got Reese, right? Reese, you still got him another year in control, and he's still going to give you, you know, that Reese power. I mean, say what you want. And I know people couldn't wait to run him out. But look, dude, he gives you a lot of home runs. He gives you a lot of power. Let's not forget the Padres series that he basically wins for you with that weekend where he hits the long ball. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they're not going to re-sign him after next year. He's a Boris client. He's going to get big money on the open market. But next year, you got control of him. Second year, second base, you got Stott, who gave you so many professional at-bats, right? I mean, he was terrific. Shortstop is Turner. Third base is Bohm, who improved defensively. It makes terrific contact. Center field, like I said, is Marsh. In the corners, you're going to have Bryce when he gets back from the surgery. And, you know, Castellanos will be a lot of DH. You have Schwarber. And, you know, all those guys together, you know, I just love it. I mean, you know, you can now, when Bryce is healthy, you can mix and match your DH. You can give everybody a blow. I got to believe Castellanos is going to hit. You know, that back of his baseball card always says that he hit in Detroit. He hit in Cincinnati. So, you know, I know it was a rough playoff, rough season, and then rough playoffs for him. But, you know, I got to believe he comes back. It's just a great lineup, man. It's a lineup that's going to produce runs. It was a treacherous lineup last year in the playoffs. When it was hot, you saw opposing pitchers. They struggled against that lineup, man. I mean, look, the Astros series, you know, World Series, the no-hitter, I get it. But, like, more often than not, they had some great stretches. And Turner just makes them better. He just is a true leadoff guy. And he's a great Philadelphia guy. You know, I heard from a bunch of scouts, friends of mine. In fact, there's a great guy who scouts for the Mariners, and he hits me up. He's like, dude, Trey Turner, he's a Philly guy, my man Devitt. He scout for the Mariners. He said, look, he's going to be our next cold hero. He said he was an area scout covering the Carolinas when Turner and Rodon were in their draft that year at NC State. He said he knew Turner well. He's one of the most competitive players he's ever scouted, right? He's like, dude, listen, he's going to be a home run here. Without a doubt he is. I mean, Charlie's excited. Larry Boa, you know, the godfather of Philly shortstops, he's excited. Everybody's fired up, man. This is, what a great time. The Eagles, 11-1. The Phillies going out and spending big money, $300 million. 11-year contract. Wow. Just amazing. It's going to be an incredible summer, incredible time at Citizens Bank Park. Baseball's back!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.